Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 14th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to prepare these messages and share them, in this case, using the means of podcasting. Today's message is titled, The Son of David. Scripture text, and I have two today. All week long, I've been using Matthew 1, verse 1, which Brooksine will read again. In addition to that, 2 Samuel 7, verse 16.
Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
Lots of gift items are on sale right now, and stores vie for business. The internet is also alluring to the savvy shopper this holiday season. Our newspaper is regularly stuffed with sales flyers. For the careful consumer, an important consideration for many purchases is the type of guarantee an item has. On some items, I've seen a, quote, lifetime guarantee, end quote, and I suppose you'd have to read the fine print to find out just what is meant by lifetime. But the most remarkable guarantee I ever recall seeing was written on the packaging of a tool set with this incredible claim: guaranteed forever. It was kind of humorous since it appeared to be the rather cheap, massively produced stuff that normally breaks the first time you actually really use it. But it did get me thinking, what is guaranteed forever?
Well, we've been seeking to glean encouragement from the genealogy of Christ these last couple of days, and today we want to consider again the opening words of Matthew. Yesterday we examined the significance of the designation Son of Abraham in regard to Christ, but today we want to consider just the phrase Jesus Christ, the Son of David.
David and Abraham both received covenant promises in regard to their offspring. Today's verse concludes a prophetic message from the Lord concerning David.
How were devout Jews to interpret the promise as well as serious students of Scripture throughout the ages? After all, about 400 years after David lived, the nation was taken into captivity and the earthly aspect of his kingdom ceased. In fact, even after the Jews returned from Babylon, there is no record of the monarchy being reestablished, and neither has it been to this day.
But devout Jews recognize this as a messianic prophecy. This is clear from the context. Indeed, through David's offspring, Jesus Christ, his house and kingdom has endured forever and will endure forever. This truth is further emphasized in the text. Your throne will be established forever.
This great promise brings wonderful assurance today. So much seems unstable and uncertain. We wonder what's next. Some of you are being battered about with issues in your own life. We can all sense the travails of the fallen creation. But our focus must be on the ever-enduring kingdom of Jesus Christ. Indeed, it is guaranteed forever.
In the angelic announcement to Mary prior to her miraculous conception, we read these remarkable words concerning Jesus. This is in Luke 1, verses 30 and 33, and I'm ending my portion with this powerful verse. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
Let's pray. Father, Scripture records that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what you have prepared for those who love you. So I guess that means that even in our most vivid and God-inspired dreams, we still can't begin to imagine all the joys and surprises that await us when we cross to the other side. It is there that we will join other ransomed souls around your throne, where your kingdom, which has no end, and you will reign forever and ever. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Amen. Well, I know one thing that's prompting her remark is the great Handel's Messiah Hallelujah Chorus, and I do have an audio link to it today for weeks now. In fact, I'm writing her note right now, reading her note. She wrote it. The words from Handel's Messiah have been going over and over in my mind, and you heard that at the conclusion of her prayer. Most particularly the words, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Then these words brought the scripture to my mind that I used in today's message, "And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now, if you can think of anything to praise God for on this day, just consider this scripture, a present hope and future blessing. It will bless you so if you're to do that. Well, Brooksine, what a joy to share today with our podcast listeners, and I want you to just share a little bit about your musical. I have a picture up on the site today. We're a little bit embarrassed that I put it up, but Brooksine is a tremendous choir director, and actually they've been preparing for some time to do a musical and shared it last weekend, and we'll do so twice again this weekend. And I got a photo of her with a good expressive look on her face as she was directing the choir last Saturday evening at the church. In the, I'm not sure, I was actually in the rehearsal, I took the picture, but it's a good shot. Can you share a little bit about that ministry?
About I don't know what you
want to share. Well, share a little bit right here about what you've got in mind.
About the dramatic musical, okay, it's called Jesus Our Treasure. It's a 60-minute musical, and it's just a delightful presentation of the gospel by way of an old shepherd named Jacob telling the story to his granddaughter Miriam about when he was a young boy and how that eventful night
took
place.
Well, he was a young shepherd, wasn't he?
He was a young shepherd boy, yes. And the message came to him, and he saw it along with other shepherds. And then he tells about the events, and of course we sing in between and get excited and all that sort of thing. But the bottom line is that he tells about the shepherds, that he has a shepherd's cane, what do you call it?
Yeah, staff.
Staff.
Well, it's a great musical, and we realize virtually all of our readers and listeners are not in our area, but if you're in the Lancaster area, we're still going to invite you. Just email us, and we'll send you the directions. It's both Saturday evening and again Sunday morning at a church here in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, in western Lancaster County. Again, just go to the website and find the way to contact us. If you're getting this through email, just respond to the email, and we can let you know. And again, most of you can't come to ours, but it's just neat. We pray tonight. I considered in a prayer in our midweek service at the church that I'm the interim pastor of all the expressions of faith in Christ this season, special musicals and children's presentations and so forth. Wherever you're at, most likely there's something like that near you, although I know we have some readers anyway that really are in countries where they just don't have these opportunities. Well, have a blessed day. Going a little longer than usual today, but we are so thankful we have the opportunity to share God's Word. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's where you can get to the photo and to the audio link of Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. Stay encouraged.